Yeah, it seemed like Jermaine Matthews put some good things on tape when he entered the game. Or if Denzel wasn't able to go Saturday, are you confident in his ability? And do you expect him to be used in a similar fashion, you know, coming on the field with Jordan and some, you know, with Jordan?
Yeah, I'm confident.
You know, for a true freshman, he's got a lot of guts. He's got a lot of moxie. He's just talented, and he's shown the ability to make plays. So we're confident in putting him in there. I could see a similar situation.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Ryan Day was just in here talking about he coaches this team hard because it can take it and wants to be coached hard. Have you noticed him being a little more fiery this year, A, and B, do different teams have different personalities like that based on, you know, who the leaders are or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. Every team is different. And, you know, as coaches, we look for the best way to motivate them. And certainly with veterans, you can get after them a little bit harder, challenge them. And that's what we've been doing in practice. And, you know, Coach Day is always fiery since I've known him. He's always very intense and very committed. And, you know, he understands practice is what makes us better, you know, particularly iron sharpens iron. So we really try to push him hard in practice.
Fourth row middle, Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
Jim, you were, I think it was after the Notre Dame game, someone asked you about like a bend don't break defense, and you kind of push back on that pretty quickly. What is wrong with being a bend but don't break defense in your mind, at least for what you guys want to do?
I don't know. I just don't like the way it sounds.
So how would you describe the change? What would you classify this defense as, given how you changed, which we've talked about quite a bit?
One that prevents points. You know, and that's our job. You know, the stop rate is so important because that's the job of the defense. No matter where you go on the field, you got to prevent points, stop points.
Three seats away, Andy Baxter, Letterman Road.
Jim, what stands out about this Penn State offensive line? Would you say that's maybe the biggest test your defensive line will face this season so far?
Yeah, I mean, Notre Dame was pretty good. You know, Penn State is just as good. They're really big, veteran players. And, you know, so they adjust well. And they can cover you up. Great size.
Far left, Whitney Harding, WCMH.
Jim, so much of going into the season focuses on preventing explosive plays. Penn State's last in the FBS in explosive plays, but they still score a buku of points. So what is challenging about that kind of an offense that just kind of grinds you out and still puts points on the board?
Yeah, and, you know, their time of possession is awesome, and I think most red zone plays in the country you got to find a way to – the challenging part is find a way to get them off schedule. You know, like if they just stick to a schedule and they can move down the field, they've been very successful at that. So you try to knock them off, kind of get them behind the sticks. But winning the situations, you know, the third down in red zone, that becomes even more important because if you can win the third down, it's like stealing a possession.
Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Jim, we saw Cody Simon play a lot more this past week. Just how do you feel like maybe him and Steele compare right now in terms of how they're playing?
Yeah, they're neck and neck. I mean, Cody is continuing to earn more playing time. You know, he plays both positions, extremely valuable. But he's earned the time, and he's extremely competitive at that position.
What are the things that you think Cody brings to you when he's on the field versus what Steele brings?
You know, Cody brings kind of an added dimension in the run game, you know, because he's more of a Mike linebacker type. So when he's in there at will, he can be more effective in the run game. And obviously Steele brings stronger athleticism, you know, seems to be able to make more plays in the passing game and cover more space.
Doug Lane Reese, Kings of Columbus.
Jim, you guys at times right against a heavy package team or a run team will play three linebackers together. Could that be a possibility this week? Or the way you've talked about Sonny, as he's almost like a Sam linebacker, would that just be like, no, we'll put Sonny down in the box and let him do that?
Yeah, we'll have both, but Sonny certainly gives us that flexibility to not have to, like, we don't have to substitute because he can do both, but we'll always have both.
And when you have somebody like Drew Aller, he hasn't ever thrown, he hasn't thrown a pick yet in his career. How do you sort of game plan maybe for a quarterback who takes care of the ball, but maybe, I don't know, isn't going to take a lot of chances, just any kind of quarterback who's sort of playing that stylistically?
Yeah, you've got to challenge receivers, you know, in the intermediate area. He's really good at those passes, and you have to be able to put some pressure on him and kind of, you know, present different looks to him just to kind of get him thinking. You know, we got to push our rush and really defend that intermediate zone.
Far right, Nathan Baird, Cleveland.com.
I think coming into the season, people would have spoke a lot of respect about Singleton and Allen, their running backs. Statistically, it hasn't been that impressive from Penn State. I guess just what are you seeing from them as far as what this rushing attack is this season?
Yeah, I don't look at the statistics, but I look at the video, and it's impressive. They're hard running, a good 1-2 tandem. They hit the hole, and then they have the ability to bounce. You know, they bounce plays a lot. So the film shows that they're really good, and they'll be a force to contend with.
When did you first get an indication that Jermaine Matthews might be, and I know he wasn't starting, but that he might be able to be a big contributor this season?
Yeah, really from the first day he arrived on campus. You know, he's one of those guys that has a lot of energy. Like I said, he's got moxie, I call it. You know, from day one, he was willing to step in there and compete, you know, against some of the best receivers in the country. So for a young, when you see a young guy do that, you think he's got a chance.
Front row right here, Austin Ward, Rivals, the podcast.
Jim's, I don't know, a little bit of a mild surprise to see Caden McDonald out there making plays late, and maybe not a surprise to you, just me. Is he pushing in to expand some of the depth at tackle? What have you guys seen that he earned that opportunity?
Yeah, he has. Our offensive coaches tell us kind of what's going on scout team, and he gives them fits down there. You know, so he's a guy that we wanted to look at if we have the chance, and he seems to be a real force inside. You know, and he plays with a high motor, just a really positive kid. So. Yeah, I think he's got a chance to push into the lineup.
Jeremy Birmingham, the podcast, Rivals.
Jim, it's sort of unusual sometimes to see a player do things that, like, JT Tumalo used a spin move, I think, this year like four times, and every time he does it, it seems like it causes chaos for the quarterback and the offensive line. How much freedom does he have to experiment and do different things, or is it just a matter of in that moment he feels he's going to do that, or is he actively encouraged to not do that?
No, we like to let JT play because he's a guy who's going to come up. You've seen him come up with the big plays and the big moments. But, you know, there are calls that are different. There are, you know, defined rushes and things, and there are other calls where he knows that he can cut it loose and do whatever he wants.
Cameron T. Robinson, The Athletic.
Jim, kind of going back on Cody and Steele, coming into this year, you mentioned you wanted to rotate more at linebacker. Is this kind of the snap share that you thought you'd have, or did Cody step up into taking, into forcing your hand a little bit more?
Yeah, no, this is what I hoped for, and you know, Cody's earned it. So I guess the answer would be both. I mean, I hope to get this, and he's really earned it with what he's done in practice and when he's got his chances in the game.
Was it something earlier in the year that you wanted to see more from Cody before you gave him this run?
Yeah, I you know, what happens in practice is, you know, the ones get most of the reps. So, you know, we had to keep looking at our own rotation, I guess you would say, to make sure that he got more and more opportunities, you know, in practice. And, you know, he earned it.
Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Jim, what did you see from Jack Sawyer Saturday for him to get his first sacks of the year?
You know, Jack's always been there, man. He's been close. You know, he's, you know, we've faced a lot of quarterbacks that are getting the ball out of their hands quickly, you know, which is good for our defense, but doesn't produce the high sack number. So he's been real close, you know. It's just one of those things you knew was going to happen.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Another on JT. We all remember what he did against Penn State, that nobody's going to expect anyone to do that again. But what have you seen
from him? I expect him to do it again.
What have you seen from him this year in terms of, you know, is he a better player now this year? What have you seen in terms of his growth?
Yeah, increased, you know, increased football intelligence. I mean, JT is an awesome player in his own right, just kind of doing his thing. But I see a guy who continues to understand more about the defense and his role in the defense and, you know, where the ball is going to come out based on the call, all those things. He just has a greater understanding.
And we know Ty Leek's, you know, the things that with him have been consistency and the health. He's showing that this year. Is there anything that's happened kind of behind the scenes that you've seen that has allowed him to become really a dominating player?
No, I mean, Ty Leek is just, no, it just simply boils down to reps with him, you know. The more reps he gets, the better he gets, you know. So it's just really that staying healthy, like you said, the more practice time he gets and the more chances he gets better.
Stephen Means, Nathan, Cleveland.com.
Just when Denzel left the game, I think the immediate decision was to put Jermaine out there on that field side, on the boundary side, excuse me. But then there was times when Davis and Ignoso was on that side and Joel was on that side. Just, I don't even know how much of this you would want to get into, but in your scheme, what are the expectations for a guy playing field versus boundary corner?
More isolation to the boundary, you know, more press to the boundary, more help to the field with the big space and the time and distance kind of factor. So just things happen a lot faster into the boundary.
What about Jermaine and Davison's skill sets make them fit at that boundary spot?
Davison is long, you know, he's aggressive against the run, what you see a lot, what you get, he's got to participate more in that into the boundary. And Jermaine is just, he got moxie, you know what I mean? You know, said it like three times, he's just a guy you can, you know, is going to compete, you know, in those one-on-one situations. So he's a guy you can put pressure on.
Dog mentality to play that position.
Yes.
Steve Helway, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, I want to ask you, Purdue had 8 plays on their first possession, missed a field goal. Then the next 3 possessions in a row, you got 3 and out and had a batted pass and a sack in there to kind of force the punt. It just felt, watching it, that Purdue, both offense and defense, got demoralized as that half went on and just were nowhere near as effective after that. How important was that to make those kind of negative plays and the value of just getting 3 and out and get the ball back? Field position, all of it for your team.
Yeah, it's everything, really. I mean, to be able to deliver the ball back to the offense, that's our job, as quickly as possible without points. So, and I think there's a lot of momentum. I try to, you know, there's, like you said, there's a lot of momentum, you know, for the team. Fans, whatever, guys on the sideline, when the defense is producing like that, everybody feels better. And I don't discount that because, you know, it just creates momentum.
Tim Hart, Tim May, Letterman Rowe on three, Tim May Show.
Thank you, Jerry. You like to use the word moxie. Does Tyleek Williams have moxie? I mean, what sets him apart right now of what he's actually physically doing on the field? Because it seems like every week he seems to be even more of a factor.
Yeah, I'd say he definitely has moxie. He's got that, like, you know, never gets down, really positive attitude, and combined with athleticism. I mean, that's the biggest thing I'd say about Tyler. It's athleticism. Like, he strong at the point of attack, yes, but I'd say his real strength is being able to get off of blocks. Yeah, step around, move around, stunt. Use his hands. I mean, that's his real strength.
And one other thing, these guys, the best defense I think they've gone against, maybe you might disagree, was Iowa this year. They threw the ball 43 times in that game. I mean, they're capable of lining up and just dinking and dunking, right? I mean, how do you prep for a team like that that's known kind of with those running backs, and yet Aller, and like Whitney was asking earlier, they haven't really cut him loose yet. I'm talking about throwing the ball deep. Just what's going on in your mind right now, like whirlwind kind of thing?
Yeah. Stop everything. Prepare for everything. Stop everything. Have answers for everything. Yeah, that's basically it.
But it shows they have faith in Aller.
Oh, yeah. Yes. 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 He's talented. He makes good decisions. You know, I think they feel like they have a full complement of offense, and we need to have a full complement of defense.
Got time for two more questioners. Tony Gerdman, Buckeye Huddle.
How valuable has Jordan Hancock been to this defense, and how much relief has he given you at that nickel position?
Yeah, he's, you know, the versatility, and I guess the fact that he embraced it. You know, he embraced the move into nickel, and then you saw us being able to put him back to corner. So that's not as easy as it looks. Nickel position involves a lot of different matchups, different routes, different fits in the coverage. So really, it started with his willingness. You know, he just wanted to learn and embraced it. And yeah, it's given us a lot of confidence, I guess. You know, to be able to move him back and forth.
And then, is there a little part of you that is upset that Jermaine Matthews is not from Philly?
I never thought of it that way, but yeah, I mean, I never thought of it that way. But he's got that Philly kind of attitude. Go Phils, by the way. I see the hat. On our way to the second, another World Series, right? That's right.
Actually, Bill Landis from the Broad Street Bully Tin gets the last questions today.
Is that paper still in existence? I think it's gone, isn't it? I used to deliver the bulletin when I was fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. The rate at which Tyleek is batting down passes at the line, is that just him, like, being an athlete, or are you calling things to, like, try to keep him in some of those
I wish I was calling, yeah. Hey, call that bat down pass play. No. That is strictly Tyleek being an athlete. I think he had, like, three last game. It's amazing. And what an effective factor for the defense. I think one time we busted a coverage. There was a guy standing wide open for the first down, and he batted it down. So that's invaluable.
And just thinking about Jordan Hancock and Sonny Styles, I know you've talked about one of the streamlined things with Sonny. Is there any part of you that is hopeful that maybe you can get to the point where those two can play together, or is that not something you want to, like, overload Sonny with?
Yeah, I think that would. I think it's a possibility. But yeah, I just go back to you have to pick and choose your moments because they're both making really good progress. So it's always that balance of how much to overload them with and how much just to let them play.